When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, and welcome to And Just Like What? Sex and the City Rewind Podcast, The Quickie!
We're gonna do this quick. My name is Ricky.
My name is Meredith.
And we're your co-hosts in this one. So we're introducing a bit of, well, we did this before. We did quickies before. Mm-hmm. Little afternoon delights.
Yep.
And we thought we'd bring them back because we are getting a lot of feedback. We're getting a lot of conversations, a lot of open-ended questions. Mm-hmm. We're not answering everything on the pod, right? So we need to dig up more facts, do some deep dives, get into that rabbit hole for just your pleasure.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Okay, so we just finished the amazing four episodes that are basically the demise, the start and the demise of Aiden and Carrie's relationship. And it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't
season fun. Three. It's like four or five. It's like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah. And we just ended with basically Charlotte's wedding. And mm-hmm. Aiden and Carrie, they call it quits. Sorry.
Spoiler. I mean.
Spoiler alert. If you don't know this, you're listening to this because you know.
It's a spoiler alert. They call it quits for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah. This was never meant to be. So our question is, does Carrie even like Aiden?
Does Carrie even like Aiden? Because this art. Arc. This story arc, we've talked about it before. The way they talk to each other, it's like, hey, baby, betty boop, boodily
lop, bop. They don't talk together. They don't talk to each other.
Like, what do they do? What do they have in common? Like, it shows them having sex. Like, they maybe probably eat Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Very tepid. Yeah, they eat some cake. They eat a lot of chicken.
They eat a lot of chicken. Does Aiden read? Does Aiden read Carrie's column? Does Aiden go out at night? He doesn't. He seems to. He makes furniture. Carrie buys one of his chairs. Like, do they? So just seeing them in the context of and just like that.
Yeah.
Where Carrie says that she had two great loves in her life. It was him and Big. I'm debating it
because. So the big tell-all for this is the way he dresses.
That's the answer to our question.
This is the answer to the question because the way, oh my God, some of the worst fashions of all time. And she's the best. She's the iconic best. She's a gold star standard of dressing in the late 90s and early 2000s. He's the bottom of the barrel, dog doo-doo of the worst of dressing in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Okay, huh? So this is coming from because in season 3, episode 12, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, where Charlotte and Trey get married, Aiden is going to come to the wedding, and the suit that mm-hmm. he shows up in yeah. is like something that a 14-year-old boy would find at the Goodwill because it has Lego men in its pockets.
Right, exactly. It was in a bin like of clothes that you pay by the pound.
Yeah, like someone's pedophile uncle died in it.
Yeah.
And now it's been resurrected by a 14-year-old boy who likes to debate which Lord of the Rings should have deserved
exactly
best
like which Transformer is the strongest and most powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like which type of Dungeons and Dragons model paint lasts the longest if you sleep with them at nighttime?
It's a wild look. And it is intentional. So one of our listeners said, this is intentional to show that, okay, so Mr. Big, his suits, beautiful, beautiful power suits, Wall Street, Canali. Kitten, Hugo Boss.
I get it. His suits are beautiful, but he has kind of an odd body. I always felt like he looked kind of...
He's barrel chested.
So he looks kind of dumpy.
Yeah.
He looks kind of dumpy.
But beautifully tailored. I mean, for he's not wearing the size. He's wearing maybe a 32 waist and like a 50 barrel chest. And then they had to shorten the arms. This is a tailoring masterpiece. So dress big.
Fair.
But he's well put together. And Carrie is proud to go out and about and walk around with him. They're well suited. Style-wise, he has the flair.
Yeah. And our listeners are asking that. They're like, do they think it was intentional to show that Aiden didn't know how to dress? Or did the stylist not know how to dress men as well as women? Because this suit, it's so oversized. Right?
And we got a lot of, why so oversized? Why so bad?
Yeah, and someone said, this is a hate crime.
And it's brown.
It's brown. And then one of our listeners said, Big always wore well-fitted suits. Yeah, so is it on purpose to show the contrast between Big and Aiden? But this is the info that I want to drop for y'all. Okay, so a recent article from Vogue, the title says, the original Aiden had the best style on Sex and the City. What?
Who the fuck wrote that? Why?
So, and I think this becomes in response to, and just like that, Aiden wears this ridiculous barber jacket, this like wax jacket where he looks like...
he looks like a toy soldier. He looks like...
Yeah, he looks like a character from Toy Story. And this writer's thing is that she likes the rustic Aiden because he didn't look like someone playing dress up. He looked like someone who actually wore his clothes because he worked in them.
Yeah.
And I was okay. So he wore a lot of denim on denim. He wore a lot of plaid shirts. He wore backward hats.
He wore a lot poncho, puka shell looks.
Yeah.
Kind of like a bro surfer. Sometimes on the weekend.
Oh, bro God. Surfer. Like he wore turquoise jewelry. He had like gumball size rings. Like necklaces with leather twine. You know,
The mark of being a well-dressed person on TV is that it looks like you just worked in that in real life.
I mean, I don't necessarily agree with this article. I guess her point is that his clothes felt more authentic, but he looks ridiculous.
So what? Why was Carrie attracted to him? And what is the attraction? Is it because he's so different than Big, and she is so over being treated that way?
I think that's a lot of it. I mean, and because he is the opposite of Big. I think he's supposed to be simple. He's simple. He works with his hands. He's like traditionally masculine, but also sensitive. He's not, there's no game playing, where Big is like slick and kind of artificial, and that it's performative.
It's the art of the deal.
It's risky.
Yeah.
And there's something, so they're almost like two extremes of masculinity.
So she needs someone in between those two. So
like Burger.
He's not in between those two. He's his own third problem. The tortured artist. That is not...
How do you solve a problem like Burger?
You know, one of our listeners wrote us and said, in 2003, her roommate and her moved into a new apartment, and they didn't have cable yet, so they went to Blockbuster and rented all the Sex and the City.
Yes!
Yes. And I'm thinking this is precisely the mood I want to set.
Same girl, same.
This is the right, this is the memory that we all deserve.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
So speaking of the cheating arc, we also put to our listeners this idea of how running with scissors when Natasha finds Carrie in Big's apartment, which you're right.
We're like, this couldn't happen. This,
yeah, we're like, there's no happen. Way. Like, how do people get surprised in their own homes cheating on their partners? Like, how is that? Who would do that?
Yeah.
And then one of our listeners actually sent us a story. Confessional. Yeah. You got it?
I got it. Should I read it verbatim?
I'd love it.
I love your show. Been listening. And we love you.
We love you.
You.
Same girl.
This is what we want. I've been listening since the first episode, and thank you. My friend found her husband in bed with another woman in her home! This happens often, apparently. My friend kicked the door down after he slammed it in her face. She grabbed her camera and said, "This looks like a Kodak moment." They are still married, which I think is crazy. Could you imagine having the presence of mind to drop a zinger? Like, this looks like a Kodak moment.
Exactly. A, I admire you. B, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry that happened, but I see you should be in improv.
Yes, if you think that quickly on
your Second City. That is a good one.
Wow, I just, that's insane to me.
I hope it was okay for us to read that.
Well, I mean, apparently that could be anybody because it's happening constantly. I know, but
that line, this is the Kodak moment. If one person is listening to this, they know that that's them.
But this is also my point. This is also my point. I feel like that line is from every like late 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
Girlfriend movie.
Yep.
You know, where they find like Waiting to Exhale. I feel like that happens in Waiting to Exhale.
Do you ever think like post like what I should have said? Like, I wish I had said that. Like, that's a Kodak moment, bitch.
Of course.
And taking a picture. Yeah. She got to do it in real time. Okay, what else? Aiden and Carrie. I find it very liberating. I'm not a big fan of Aiden. Like, I think
he's so gross. I know, you've never liked him.
He's so gross.
See, I feel that way about Big.
I see that big KFC greasy, and he eats in bed, and...
I like a man who smells like sweat.
What kind of cologne do you think he wears?
Like, none.
No cologne. It's body.
Maybe some patchouli armpit. Oh,
some patchouli. And Mr. Yeah. Big,
Aqua. No, Jill. Amber. Amber. Like, you remember you used to get that little jar?
Yes. It's just with an like amber oil.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mr. Big is Aqua de Gio.
Like, what's like a... And maybe like he probably wears like... men's speed stick.
He smells like speed stick. He smells like Ban. Do you
like
remember Ban?
And I feel like, and like wood shavings.
Wood shavings and Ban.
I'm Old into
Spice.
It.
Original I, Old Spice.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Everyone, please tell us. I need to know, and I'm going to pose this. Big or Aiden?
Wow, really? I feel like we've done this poll before.
I've done this poll almost every episode. Like, this is nothing new.
I will never agree with you.
It's the definition of crazy is trying to get a new result time and time and time again.
Yeah. So my vote is Aiden.
My vote's Big.
We think that Carrie actually never liked Big, so we know, or never liked Aiden. So we feel like we know where her vote is.
Here's one thing that I would have to say. Big, comfortable with male nudity. Aiden, not comfortable.
What do you mean?
So Big would go to a sauna and just walk around naked.
You don't think Aiden would?
Nope.
Why?
And I don't respect that.
Why though? We have no proof.
Aiden's a type that wouldn't change, you know, in front of other men. And Mr. Big would be like one leg up on a bench, dick dangling. Talking to everyone in that change room. Like, hey, shaving, naked.
I feel like you're leading the witness because we have no evidence of that.
Do we have evidence of anything we talk about? So
later that night, Ricky Zashley, who was loved by all, went to take his garbage out. He was attacked by a masked man in the alley. Could it have been because he didn't have the proper evidence to support his claim? That's my Dateline impression.
I love a Dateline storyline. And we're treated by stay tuned for our next episode. We are treated to Dateline potential plot lines left, right, and center. So
left, right, and center. Yeah. Look, so, y'all. You know what? Thanks for this quickie.
That's a quickie.
Inquiring minds want to know. We love your responses. We will continue to read them out on our quickies because we're watching this with y'all.
And we're going to do some real hardcore research and I'll go into Reddit and I'll find some other things to talk about during this quickie. Okay?
hardcore Reddit research.
Okay, well, with that, bye, everyone.
Bye.